们最近一直在查考啊历代志上。
Recently we've been studying First Chronicles.
啊，今天晚上我想啊来查考历代志上的最后几章。
Tonight I'd like to study the last few chapters of First Chronicles.
啊，这应该是我们下个礼拜的读经进度。
So this would follow our next week's Bible reading.
啊，历代志上的最后几章是大卫王朝的结束，是也是所罗门的开始。
Now the latter part of First Chronicles accounts for the end of David's reign and the beginning of Solomon's reign.
那在最后几章里面，在记载这个两个人在交接。
And this last couple of chapters records the transition between David to Solomon.
那大卫是父亲。
David was a father.
所罗门是孩子。
Solomon was his son.
那到底啊，大卫把什么产业留给所罗门？
And what kind of heritage did David leave for Solomon?
每一个父亲都爱小孩子。
Every father loves his children.
但是每一个人爱的方式不太一样。
But everyone shows their love in a different way.
啊，有的父母亲啊，给他最好的教育。
Some parents love their children by giving them the best education.
花了很多的钱。
They spend a lot of money.
啊，但是他对小孩子说得很清楚。
But they also make it very clear to their children.
将来大部分的产业我要捐给慈善机构。
That in the future, all of their inheritance will be given to charities.
那你自己的前途，你要自己努力。
And so they're given this forewarning that they need to look after their own future.
那有的父母不但给小孩子好的教育，也把所有的财产都留给下一代。
There are other parents that not only give their children a great education, but also leave all their possessions for their next generation.
那大卫是一个合神心意的人。
Now David was a man after God's own heart.
啊，是神喜欢的一个人。
He was a man that was favored by God.
到底他留给所罗门什么？
And what exactly did he leave for Solomon?
我们从历代志上二十八章来看，他留给所罗门三件事情。
From First Chronicles 28, we can see that David left Solomon three things.
第一个，一个意象。
First, he left him with a vision.
也就是一个理想。
Or an ideal.
就是他本身没有完成的一个理想。
Which is an ideal that he himself did not accomplish in his lifetime.
也他也了解这是神要所罗门所做的一个理想。
And David also realized that this was an ideal that God had wanted Solomon to complete.
我们看历代志上二十八章。
Let's look at First Chronicles 28.
历代志上二十八章。
First Chronicles 28.
十一节跟十二节。
28 verse 11 and 12. 11, then David gave his son Solomon the plans for the vestibule, its houses, its treasuries, its upper chambers, its inner chambers, and the place of the mercy seat. 12, and the plans for all that he had by the spirit of the courts of the house of the Lord, of all the chambers all around, and of the treasuries of the house of God, and of the treasuries of the dedicated things.
好，这个地方说哦，大卫啊，将他所要建殿哈，神指示他的这件事情告诉所罗门。
Here it records the design or the plans that God had for the temple that David instructed to Solomon.
在二十八章的开始，大卫他想要建，但是神觉得他不适合。
In the beginning of 1 Chronicles 28, it says that David wanted to build a temple for God, but God felt that David was not fit to do it.
第三节，因为你流了很多的血。
And verse 3, because he had shed much blood.
但是你的孩子可以来做这件事情。
But God allowed his child to finish the task.
那神就把建殿这个理想要怎么建那全部都显现指示给大卫。
So God revealed to David all the ways in which they were to construct the temple.
那大卫就把这个理想就指示给他的孩子所罗门。
And David passed on this idea or this vision to his son Solomon.
今天我们要思想这件事情。
Today we must consider this.
最有福气的是什么？
What does it mean? Who has the most? Who is considered the most fortunate?
最有福气的就是我们有机会来服侍神。
or those who are considered blessed are those that have the opportunity to serve God.
能够参与建殿的工作.
They are able to participate in building up the temple of God.
因为这个殿是神的居所.
Because this temple is a dwelling place of the Lord.
今天这个殿就是教会.
Today this temple is our church.
而有时候虽然我们自己本身好像没有办法为教会做什么.
So sometimes it may seem as if we are unable to do anything for the Lord as a single person.
但是很可能我们的下一代神要用他.
But it's likely that God may use our next generation.
让他对神的事工有一个负担，有一个机会来参与.
So that they will have a responsibility and an opportunity to participate in His holy work.
所以我们要常常提醒我们下一代.
So we must constantly remind our next generation.
最有意义的生活方式就是服侍神.
That the most meaningful lifestyle is that which is serving God.
当我们对世界的虚空有彻底的觉悟.
When we have finally understood the vanity of this world,
我们对神的工作就会有彻底的渴慕.
Then we will have a very strong conviction to doing the things of doing the work of God.
很想要参与来建殿这个工作.
We will be very willing to participate in the building of His temple.
但是这个大卫告诉他这个建殿的样式是神指示大卫的.
But David told his son that the way they were to build the temple was according to God's plan.
所以19节经读.
So in verse 19, it says, All this, said David, the Lord made me understand in writing, by his hand upon me, all the works of these plans.
这里啊，大卫告诉他孩子啊，这些都是神用手画出来使我明白的，是神启示给我的，所以我今天交给你。
So all these things David told his son were revealed to him by God, and he's just passing it on to Solomon.
因此大卫这个意象，这个理想，不是自己造出来的。
And so this vision and this ideal was not concocted by David himself. We may have certain plans for our own homes.
但是教会这是神的家.
But the church is the house of God.
这是神的殿.
This is the temple of God.
所以神有他自己的理想.
So God has his own plans for his home. His home.
那我们能够传给下一代，就是我们从神所领受。 真教会的规模，真教会的最后的样式是什么？
What we can pass on to our children is the model of the true church and what the church in the last days will shall look like.
当时摩西要盖会幕。
At the time, Moses was building the tabernacle.
神都指示他怎么做。
And God had instructed him how to build it.
挪亚要造方舟。
Noah was building the ark.
所有的尺寸都是神指示他的。
All the measurements, all the dimensions were instructed to him by God.
因为这个是神要用来救人的。
Because these were the instruments that God was using to save people.
那在以西结书里面,
In the book of Ezekiel,
在记载一个荣耀的殿。
It records of a glorious temple.
以西结的前面记载物质的殿被拆毁。
In the beginning of Ezekiel, it talks about the physical temple being destroyed.
因为神荣耀离开了这个物质的殿。
Because God's glory had departed from the physical temple.
所以巴比伦就攻进来，就把物质的殿拆掉。
Thus, Babylon attacked and destroyed the physical temple.
那以西结书的40章以后。
And after Ezekiel chapter 40,
就记载有一个殿建在高山上,
it records of a temple that is constructed on the high mountain.
那我们就知道那个不是物质的殿。
And we understand that that is not a physical temple.
那个是属灵的殿。
That is a spiritual one.
它要建在属灵的高处。
And he would establish it on the highest of the spirit.
然后神告诉以西结很多建殿的尺寸。
And God also instructed Ezekiel of the measurements.
因此，我们今天要来了解神要我们对教会应该怎么做，要从神来得到启示。
And so today we must learn from God what and receive His revelation on how He wants His temple or how He wants His house to be built.
所以如果我们在神的工作里面啊。 上一代、下一代，在我们的下一代，每一代都能够参与圣工， 哦，这是神极大的恩典。
And so if in the previous generation, this generation, and next generation, we can every generation onwards can continue to participate in the holy work of God, then that is a very wonderful of blessing.
我们看提摩太前书第三章。
And let's turn to 1 Timothy chapter 3.
好，提摩太前书第三章。
1 Timothy 3.
第三章是四节到十五节。
3 verses 14 to 15. These things I write to you, though I hope to come to you shortly, 15. But if I am delayed, I write so that you may know how you ought to conduct yourself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of the truth.
这里说永生神的教会，这个就是神的家。
This is the church of the living God, the house of God.
那教会就是真理的柱石跟根基。
And the church is the pillar of ground and ground of the truth.
那这里保罗告诉提摩太。
Paul instructs Timothy here.
他是真道所生的儿子。
That he is the son of the truth.
如果我单言日久。
He says that if I am delayed.
你也知道在神的家中应当怎样行。
I write to you so that you may know how you ought to conduct yourself in the house of God.
所以可见提摩太接受教导之后，他也知道在教会这个神的殿里面要怎么来盖这个神的殿。
And so Timothy, after being instructed and educated, he also understood how to build the temple of God.
所以我们上一代要把这个从神领受的传给我们的下一代。
And so this generation, we must pass on what we have received from God to the next generation.
好像当时圣经说约书亚继承神指示摩西的。
Just as in the Bible records, Joshua succeeded what God had given to Moses.
所以摩西从神领受的，他传给约书亚，约书亚再继续下去。
So whatever God had passed on to given to Moses, Moses passed the baton on to Joshua.
那提摩太从保罗来领受要怎么来盖神的教会。
And Timothy received from Paul how to build the church of God.
所以这个是当时大卫传给所罗门的一个理想。
So this was the plan that David had passed on to Solomon.
那要怎么来达到这个理想？
So how were they to achieve this plan?
现在大卫预备了很多的材料。
David had prepared a lot of materials.
我们现在看历代志上的二十九章。
Let's turn to
历代志上。
First Chronicles 29.
历代志上的二十九章。
First Chronicles 29.
从第一节开始。
Verse 1.
第二节。第二节开始。
Verse 2.
请读。
Now for the house of my God I have prepared with all my might gold for things to be made of gold, silver for things of silver, bronze for things of bronze, iron for things of iron, wood for things of wood, onyx stones, stones to be set, glistening stones of various colors, all kinds of precious stones and marble slabs in abundance.
第三节。
3. Moreover, because I have set my affection on the house of my God, I have given to the house of my God over and above all that I have prepared for the holy house, my own special treasure of gold and silver.
这里一直记载到第四节。
And all the way till verse 4.
大卫预备了很多的金银财宝。
David had prepared abundant materials of gold, silver, and precious metals.
为什么？
Why?
因为虽然他自己不能建，但是他可以预备材料，他的孩子可以来建。
Although David himself could not build the temple, but he was able to prepare the materials for his children to construct.
不止大卫本身自己来预备这个财宝。
So not only did David prepare these materials,
从第六节开始,
but starting from verse 6, then the leaders of the fathers' houses, leaders of the tribes of Israel, the captains of thousands and of hundreds with the officers over the king's work offered willingly.
然后第七节,
and 7, they gave for the work of the house of God 5,000 talents and 10,000 derricks of gold, 10,000 talents of silver, 18,000 talents of bronze, and 100,000 talents of iron.
所以当时的这些族长、支派、首领、百夫长、千夫长，就是这些带头的人都很乐意在奉献。
So all the leaders of the tribes of Israel were very willing to offer.
所以以后所罗门要建殿的时候，材料已经都准备好了。
And so when the time came for Solomon to build the temple, all the materials were already in place.
那我们就要想几件事情。
So this can lead us to consider a few things.
第一个就是。为什么大卫会这么乐意的奉献
？First is that why was David so willing to offer？
因为他奉献不是奉献的痛苦啊。
He didn't offer out of any kind of suffering.
因为有的人一想到要奉献了就很痛苦，这是不得已，好像纳税一样。
Or he didn't feel, he didn't, like some people, they feel bad or feel very unwilling to offer, just like paying their taxes.
但是他们奉献得很喜乐。
But these people rather were offering very willingly.
所以在第九节。
Verse 9, then the people rejoiced, for they had offered willingly, because with a loyal heart they had offered willingly to the Lord.
所以这里说，他们大家奉献的都很快乐。
It says here they all rejoiced and offered willingly.
那为什么拿出来，而且还很快乐？
Why were they able to not only offer, but do so with a joyful heart?
今天我们的圣工需要发展，需要每个人有奉献的心。
Today, for God's holy work to prosper, we need to have, everyone needs to have a heart willing to offer.
奉献也不一定是钱。
And what this, it's not limited only to monetary offerings.
奉献我们的心。
But offering our hearts, our minds.
奉献我们的时间,
offering our time.
奉献我们的祷告,
offering our prayers and intercession.
用很多的事情来关心教会的圣工。
And there's many things that we can do to care for the work of the church.
然后每个人都奉献得很喜乐。
And everyone, if they're able to offer willingly.
就好像我们去年3月在这里开WDC, 很多的信徒, 有在参与，到最后都觉得很喜乐。
In last March, we held the World Delegates Conference here, and many members were willing to offer their time and energy, and they all felt joyful.
其实每个人都有工作。
Everyone had their day jobs.
但是来参与圣工奉献，而且又觉得很喜乐。
But they were able to participate in this holy work, make their offerings and sacrifices, and also feel joyful about it.
那这种喜乐只有真的去参与的人才能够体验到。
And this kind of joy can only be truly experienced by those who are participants.
那为什么大卫会？ 很乐意奉献，而且又很喜乐。
So why was David willing to offer and also rejoice?
我们看29章的第三节。
Let's look at chapter 29, verse 3. Moreover, because I have set my affection on the house of my God, I have given to the house of my God over and above all that I have prepared for the holy house, my own special treasure of gold and silver.
这第三节说，我的心中爱慕我神的殿。
David says, I have set my affection on the house of my God.
就是他的感情跟神的殿连在一起。
So that his affection was directly tied to God's house.
所以他很希望看到神的殿被建造起来。
So it was his desire to see the temple of God, the house of God, built up.
所以能够有机会来投入参与这个工作，他就觉得很喜乐。
And so he felt joyful just to have that opportunity to participate in any way he can.
所以我们都很希望教会充满神的荣耀。
We all desire for the church to be filled with the glory of God.
人数越来越多。
And that the membership of believers would increase.
那如果我们心真的是很爱教会。
But if our hearts truly love the house of God,
像这里说, affection, 有这一种感情,
if we have the affection, set our affection on the house of God as David did here,
要叫我们投注, 这不是很困难,
it should not be hard for us to dedicate ourselves.
因为我们本身有感情在里面,
because we have invested our affections into it.
但如果我们对教会没有感情,
but if we do not have any affection towards the church,
奉献就很困难。
Then offering as this very difficult thing to do.
所以大卫第一个原因是因为他对神的殿，他很喜好。
And so the first reason is that David had a great affection and set his affection in the house of God.
那第十节开始。
And starting from verse 10.
10.
10.
我们再深一点来看第二个原因，为什么大卫这么乐意奉献。
We can look more in depth at the second reason why David was willing to offer.
最宝贵的都拿出来。
He gave out all the precious things.
好，我们看第十一节，请。
Verse 11, Yours, O Lord, is the greatness, the power and the glory, the victory and the majesty. For all that is in heaven and in earth is yours. Yours is the kingdom, O Lord, and you are exalted as head over all.
十二节。
12, both riches and honor come from you, and you reign over all. In your hand is power and might. In your hand it is to make great and to give strength to all.
13节。
13, now therefore, O God, our God, we thank you and praise you. Your, praise your glorious name.
14.
But who am I and who are my people that we should be able to offer so willingly as this? For all things come from you, and of your own we have given you.
这里大卫有个非常重要的观念，一切都是你给我们的。
David had a very clear understanding here that everything came from God.
我们常常很难奉献，就是说这是我的，所以以后要把它拿放出来很难。
Oftentimes we feel it is very difficult to offer because we feel like those things are our own hard-earned possessions.
但是如果我们把它想说我的是因为是神给我的。
But if we have the mindset as David had here that whatever we own, it actually came from God.
所以我把一部分再还给神，这个不是困难。
Then giving back a part of what God gave us is not a hard thing to do.
因为神给我生命，所以我才有一个礼拜才有七天。
And because God gave me life, I have 7 days in my week.
所以我把最后一天奉献给神，这样就不困难了。
And so then, therefore, I dedicate one of these days to God, then it wouldn't be so difficult.
那如果我们把想生命是我的。
But if we value our life as our own,
好像这跟神没有关系,
as if it had nothing to do with God,
那第七天要分别给神就很难。
Then it is very hard for us to set aside that seventh day for God.
哦，所以大卫这里说，一切都是从你来的。
David here says that all have come from you.
哦，所以我们把从你而来的献给你。
And so we have given back a part of what you have given us.
这是因为这样他就很乐意的奉献。
It is because of this that he is so willing to offer.
那在十一节里面我们再读一遍。
And in verse 11, Yours, O Lord, is the greatness, the power and the glory, the victory and the majesty. For all that is in heaven and in earth is yours. Yours is the kingdom, O Lord, and you are exalted as head over all.
这里说你是至高至为万有的首。
It says you are Lord, head over all.
当然十一节。
In verse 11,
尊大能力荣耀强盛威严都是你的。
The power, the glory, the victory, and majesty is all yours.
所以从天上到地上
from the heavens to the earth,
在做主的那一位就是神。
The one that is the Lord of all is God.
所以有时候我们看到一个人去见一个位很高的人，献一点礼物，他愿意接受，那人就很高兴了。
And so if we see that sometimes,
如果你去见一个总统，你送给他礼物，他愿意接受，你就很高兴。
And if, for example, if you were to meet the president or someone of the highest status, and you gave him a gift, and he was willing to accept your gift, you would feel very happy about it.
那这么伟大的神，我们能够向他奉献，他给我们的，这是一种机会。
Yeah, but such an almighty God that gives us the opportunity, that's willing to let us offer to him, this is an opportunity we should treasure.
我们再看29章的15节。
Let's also read 29 verse 15. For we are aliens and pilgrims before you, as were all our fathers. Our days on earth are as a shadow and without hope.
这里说我们是客旅，是寄居的。
We're aliens and pilgrims or sojourners.
我们在世界上啊，日子好像影而不长。
And our days on earth are as a shadow.
所以为什么要很乐意的奉献？
So why should we be willing and rejoicing when we offer?
因为在这个很短暂的人生啊，奉献是机会。
Because in this very short and temporal life, offering is an opportunity.
我们现在活着。而且很健康，所以我们才能够奉献我们的时间、体力来给神。
While we are still living and we still have good health, this is a time when we have the opportunity to offer up our energy and our time.
但是明年我们会不会活着？
And but next year, will we still be living?
没有人知道。
Nobody knows.
即使我们能够活着，我们还有那个健康吗？也没有人知道。
Even if we were to be still living, but will we still have good health? No one knows.
我们现在有钱。
Now we may be wealthy.
但是明年这个钱还会不会在呢？没有人知道。
We may have some money, but next year will that money still be there? Nobody knows.
所以这个人生很短暂，飘过去。
So this is but a transient life that just passes away quickly.
我们现在有机会来奉献给神，来关心圣公，这个是机会。
And so this is an opportunity for us if we have if we can serve God and do His works.
所以大卫他很认真的来奉献啊，为所罗门建殿啊预备材料。
And so David was very serious in being able to offer to God, and so he prepared all the materials that Solomon would need to build the temple.
而且大家奉献的很高兴。
And everybody offered very willingly and with joy.
那今天我们来想这什么意思？
So today, what does this mean to us?
因为现在的殿不是物质的。
Because today the temple is no longer the physical temple.
是属灵的。
But rather the spiritual one.
所以我们要建殿，现在预备的不是物质的金银财宝。
So today, to build the temple up, we do not need to prepare any physical materials or precious stones.
那我们就以提摩太来看。
And so looking at the example of Timothy.
提摩太的母亲留给提摩太什么？
What did Timothy's mother leave for him?
有什么样的财宝，所以提摩太能够来参与建造神的殿的工作呢？
What kind of treasure did she leave for him so that he was able to participate actively in God's holy work?
今天这是值得我们来思考的。
Today, this is something that we need to consider.
我们看提摩太后书。
Let's turn to 2 Timothy.
第一章。
2 Timothy chapter 1.
提摩太后书的第一章第五节。
2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 5.2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 5. When I call to remembrance the genuine faith that is in you, which dwelt first in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and I am persuaded it is in you also.
这里啊，圣经说，你提摩太心里有无畏的信心。
Says here that Timothy has a genuine faith.
那我生，这个是他母亲，传给他的。
This is what his mother Eunice had passed on to him.
所以人要参与属灵的建殿工作，需要那个金银，那个金就是无畏的信心。
And so for a person to actively participate in building up the spiritual temple, they must have the gold and silver, and that gold is here described as a genuine faith.
信心使我们生活的领域扩大到灵界。
Faith can allow our understanding to expand to the spiritual realm.
因为信心是看不见之事情的确据。
Because faith is the evidence of things not yet seen.
看不见就是灵界的事情。
And the things not yet seen are the spiritual things.
当我们有信心的时候，
so when we have faith,
我们可以从圣经看到天国。
We can see heaven by looking through the scriptures.
看到神的荣耀。
We can behold the glory of God.
我们可以从圣经看到属灵的价值。
And from the Bible, we can see the value of our spirituality.
那这个人是一个人要参与圣工的一个很重要的财宝。
And this is a very important treasure and
an
equipment that a person must have in order to participate in building the spiritual temple.
所以很多人很有才能，但他不会想要参与圣工。
So there's a lot of gifted and talented people out there that have no interest in holy work.
因为他觉得世界比较重要。
Because they feel that things of this world are more important.
所以他一生投进世界里面。
And so they dedicate their entire time and energy, their lives to this world.
但是也有的人很有才能。
But there's also people with a lot of talents.
他用很多的时间投入神的工作。
They use all their talents serve God.
因为他有信心。
Because he or she has faith.
因为他知道投入了这一部分的价值，比他拿这一部分去投资给世界，那个是更有价值的。
Because they find that offering their time and their energy to things of God is more valuable than that of the world.
提摩太第一个他的。这个材料就是他的信心。
So the first material that Timothy had for building up his spiritual temple is his genuine faith.
好，我们看提摩太后书第三章。
Let's continue reading 2 Timothy chapter 3.
提摩太后书第三章。
2 Timothy 3,
15节。
Verse 15. In that from childhood you have known the holy scriptures which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus.
所以说提摩太从小明白圣经。
From childhood, Timothy had known the Holy Scriptures.
那这有什么好处？
So what is the benefit of that?
让他有得救的智慧。
It gave him the wisdom of salvation.
然后如从十六节到十七节。
Just as recorded in verse 16 and 17.
十七节说，叫属神的人得以完全预备行各样的善事。
17, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work.
那明白圣经以后，
After understanding the scriptures,
我们自己灵性会进步，才能够来参与圣工。
Our own faith will improve, and then we can actively participate in holy work.
这就是建殿的财宝。
This is the treasure, the materials that we need for building up the spiritual temple.
所以我们可以留给我们下一代什么？
So what can we leave the next generation?
从小带领他熟悉圣经。
We can bring them, raise them up when they're young to understand the Holy Scriptures.
让他懂得用神的话来分辨。
So they know to use the Word of God to discern.
那他建立他的观念。
To establish their precepts.
那这样呢，这个就越来越适合来做神的工作。
And that they will be equipped to do God's work.
好，我们再看提摩太后书第四章。
Let's also look at 2 Timothy chapter 4.
提摩太后书第四章
2 Timothy 4
第九节
Verse 9 Be diligent to come to me quickly.
第十节,
Verse 10, For Demas has forsaken me, having loved this present world, and has departed for Thessalonica.
保罗在下监的时候,
When Paul was imprisoned,
其他人全部都跑光了,
All the people around him fled.
但是只有提摩太来见他,
Only Timothy came to visit.
在最痛苦的时候,
In his most dire circumstances,
提摩太来跟他在一起,
Timothy was there to be with him.
所以我们就知道提摩太有这种属灵的材料,
So we know that Timothy had this spiritual material, this quality to him to be equipped to do God's work.
这个材料是什么?
What is that material?
就是愿意受苦,
it is that he is willing to suffer.
为义受苦,
willing to suffer for righteousness.
所以如果我们下一代天天活着很舒服都不能受苦,
So if our next generation lives a very comfortable life and is unable to bear any kind of suffering, then it's very difficult for them to participate in God's work.
圣经说人在少年负恶是好的。
The Bible says that
年纪轻的时候就负恶啊,
if the young man bears yoke at a young age, that is a good thing.
因为这样啊, 很容易来为神受苦。
Because then they are able to bear the burden, the suffering for God. Mark, at the time Paul had chosen him. And then he fled.
为什么?
Why? Because he could no longer, he loved the world so much that he could not bear to suffer.
所以一个人要服侍神,
So for a person to be able to serve God,
还要来建殿,
in order for them to build up the temple, they need to have the resolve to suffer. So today, what can we leave for our next generation? We can establish a genuine faith.
让他有,
for them to clearly understand the Holy Scriptures.
有属灵的智慧,
To have a spiritual wisdom, and to develop in them a resolve or determination to suffer for righteousness. This is the heritage that we can leave for our next generation, so that they can be fully equipped and fitted to establish the temple of God. Thirdly,
所罗门一个忠心的劝勉勉励
David left for Solomon a heartfelt encouragement
我们看列王志上28章
Let's turn to 1 King 28
列代志上28章
1 Chronicles 28
28章的第六节
28 verse 6 Verse 6, Now he said to me, It is your son Solomon who shall build my house and my courts, for I have chosen him to be my son, and I will be his father.
好, 这里神告诉大卫,
Here God tells David,
说, 神拣选, 哈, 他的儿子所罗门要来建造这个殿,
that God has chosen Solomon to build his house.
所以他了解, 啊, 神要用他的儿子,
So David was aware that God wanted to use his son.
那接下去他就对儿子有这样一个勉励。
And so following that, he had an encouragement for his son.
第九节。
Verse 9, As for you, my son Solomon, know the God of your father and serve him with a loyal heart and with a willing mind. For the Lord searches all hearts and understands all the intent of the thoughts. If you seek him, he will be found by you. But if you forsake him, he will cast you off forever.
我们再看第十节,
Verse 10, Consider now, for the Lord has chosen you to build a house for the sanctuary. Be strong and do it.
这两节是大卫对所罗门的勉励。
These two verses are David's encouragement for his son Solomon.
那我们仔细看他在勉励什么。
And if we look clearly, what exactly was David encouraging Solomon to do?
第九节说, 应当认识神是你的父亲。
Verse 9, it says, Know the God of your father.
虽然大卫本身是王,
Although David was the king,
他没有说, 你要以你的老爸为荣耀,
he did not say, you need to glorify, put all your glory in your father.
你有这么多财产给你, 你就不愁吃不愁穿,
I have left so much possessions for you, you have nothing, you're not lacking in food nor clothing.
大卫最后的勉励是什么?
But what was David's final encouragement for his son?
他要把他的儿子带到神的面前。
He wanted to bring his son before God.
让他认识神。
So that he could know God.
跟他跟神建立关系。
So that he could establish his own relationship with God.
所以你当认识主你的神。
So you must know the God of your father.
这个是很重要的。
Know the Lord God, and this is important.
所以我们可以传给我们下一代什么？
So what can we leave for our next generation?
要勉励我们的下一代跟神建立关系。
We need to encourage them to establish their own relationship with God.
告诉他你有两个父亲。
Instruct them that they have two fathers.
一个是生理的。
One is their biological one that gave them.
但是另外一个是在天上。
But the other father is their father in heaven.
真的福气的来源是天上的父。
The source of all true blessings comes from a father in heaven.
那在第九节里面
In verse 9,
他提到几点。
It mentions a couple of points.
第一点就是要认识神。
The first is to know God.
在第一句话。
That's in the first sentence.
第二个要侍奉他。
The second is to serve him.
第三个
Thirdly,
要寻求他。
Need to search him.
这是他对所罗门的三个勉励。
Rather seek him. This is the three encouragements that David had passed on to Solomon.
要认识神。
To know God.
要服侍神。
Serve God.
要寻求神。
And to seek God.
所以他把所罗门的整个心呢，把他焦点对准神。
And he focused Solomon's heart and his mind at God.
这是我们现在当父母里面呢最期待的。
And this is something that we as parents should hope for our children.
父母是有限的。
Because parents, we are limited.
父母会逐渐的凋谢。
And we will slowly pass away.
但是神是不变的。
But God never changes.
神是永远的丰盛。
God is always abundant.
所以这大卫对他勉励。
This is the encouragement that David gave for his son Solomon.
那我们再看第四节最后一句话。
Let's read the last sentence in verse 10.
你要刚强去行。
Be strong and do it.
要刚强壮胆。
So be strong and courageous.
为什么？
Why?
因为神必与你同在。
Because God will abide with you.
这是大卫对所罗门的勉励。
And this is the encouragement that David gave to his son.
我们看二十节。
Let's also look at verse 20. David said to his son Solomon, Be strong and of good courage and do it. Do not fear nor be dismayed, for the Lord God, my God, will be with you. He will not leave you nor forsake you until you have finished all the work for the service of the house of the Lord.
所以大卫告诉他的孩子，只要你做的是神要你做的，你要刚强壮胆，神一定跟你同在，让你能够做完。
David instructs his son that as long as he's doing what God wants him to do, he does not need to fear, but be strong and of good courage. God will allow him to finish.
我们今天是活在神的恩典里面。
Today we live under the grace of God.
在恩典上的刚强。
And in this grace we shall be strong.
那二十一节。
Verse 21.
有很多人要来做帮忙你。
There are many people that will come to help him.
所以服侍神不是孤单的，神会感动很多人来服侍。
So serving God is not a lonely task, but rather God will inspire people to come and help.
所以我们看大卫留给所罗门。
So we see that David had left for Solomon.
一个心智。
A heart,
很多的材料。
And he left him with a plan and also many materials.
衷心的劝勉。
And a heartfelt encouragement.
那最后我们看所罗门成为什么样的人呢？
And lastly, let's see what kind of person Solomon turned out to be.
二十九章。
Chapter 29.
二十三节跟二十四节。
23 and 24.
二十三节就可以听懂。
Okay, 29 verse 23. Then Solomon sat on the throne of the Lord as king instead of David his father and prospered, and all Israel obeyed him.
我们再看二十五节。
Verse 25. So the Lord exalted Solomon exceedingly in the sight of all Israel and bestowed on him such royal majesty as had not been seen on any king before him in Israel.
所以我们看所罗门以后他万事亨通。
See that Solomon was prosperous in all that he did.
而且极其尊大。
And he was exceedingly great.
为什么？
Why?
因为 他照着他的父亲大卫所吩咐他去做。
Because he followed according to what his father David had instructed him to do.
神与他同在。
God abided with him.
所以他属灵上，在地上一切神都祝福他。
And so, everything that he did on earth, was blessed and was made prosperous by God.
我们来唱诗。
Now let us sing him together.
215首。
Let us rise and sing him 215.Our spiritual convocation and evangelical services.
如果算天大概就是三十多天。
If we count in days, there's about 30 some days left.
如果算周大概是四到五周。
And by weeks, it's about 4 to 5 weeks.
时间不是很长啊。
Not much time left.
所以我们常常为这件事情来代祷。
And that's why we constantly pray for this matter.
求主耶稣圣灵在我们当中运行。
And may the Lord's Spirit work among us in the prayer.
学习大卫，大家来关心神的殿。
That we can learn from David to care for God's temple.
我们大家来预备材料来建造属灵的殿。
Let us prepare the abundant materials to build up the house of God.
当神得到荣耀。
When God is glorified,
我们大家都会蒙福。
And we will also receive His blessings.
所以不但神很喜悦，我们在地上也会很喜乐。
So not only may God be pleased, but we will also be joyful here on earth.
我们最后要一起来祷告。
Now, lastly, we will pray together in one accord.
请我们为灵恩布道会来祷告。
Let's all intercede for our spiritual convocation.
一起来祈祷。
Let's pray together.